Shanti, I'm sorry for the delay which you were sitting. As yesterday you learned the method of meditation, you find that as we start meditating, the quality of our thoughts, words and actions, they become more and more peaceful, powerful. The original virtues of the soul, which we learned in the first lesson, we find that they start being experienced and expressed in our daily response to situations, people, and so they are very easily reflected now in our behavior. What are the original virtues of the soul? The innate virtues we saw: purity, peace. There are seven virtues of the soul, satoguni atma, we say. Seven core virtues. As we start using these virtues daily in our day-to-day actions, in our responses, in dealing with situations, coping up with relationships, we develop a lot of other virtues and qualities also. But they are like these basic innate values or virtues. We can call them like our primary colors. And the more you mix and match with these colors, then you create many others. So we find that these original virtues of the soul, which are inheritance to the soul from the Supreme, because we find we are the children of the Supreme, who is the ocean of these virtues. So if he is the ocean of love, then his child, we also are an embodiment of love. So each virtue, each quality, he is the master, the ocean, the source, the eternal, unlimited, everlasting source, and we as his children are embodiments of those virtues. So it's peace, purity, love, knowledge, power, happiness, bliss. And these original virtues, as slowly and slowly they become part of our awareness. Like we saw that today, as we are aware of our external physical identity and all the other aspects, the profile which we have, our relationships, our responsibilities, our area of work, the religion which we belong to, the country, the language, all these aspects of our profile have become very deeply ingrained in our awareness, where throughout the day there's not so much of conscious effort which we put in to keep reminding ourselves of these things. Becomes natural. They are always there. We are always connected. In the same way, as these virtues and qualities become our natural awareness, we remain in the awareness very easily and constantly and consistently throughout the day. And also, the connection with the Supreme becomes very close, where we can allow our mind to connect with Him through just one thought. And so as this experience becomes more and more easy, more and more consistent, we find that it starts influencing our thoughts and feelings. And so as soon as we are able to influence our thoughts, our feelings, our response to everything around us will surely have some value change. Today also those situations are there. When we go back from here, it's not that the situations will change, but it's our thought process, our perspective, our vision, our response towards them which will actually change. And so we find that once that response starts becoming more open, more solution oriented, more powerful, more positive, more proactive, then we find there is definitely a change, a positive transformation in the way we feel about the same situations. And automatically, because we start feeling differently, we have a different experience from the environment. So we find that when we talk about law of karma, till now whenever we have spoken or we have thought about karma, we have always associated it with something which we cannot influence. Karma, destiny. There's not so much of happiness which is, you know, associated with this aspect of karma. Yes? There's always been this feeling that, well, nothing much can be done about it. Yes? That feeling comes? Yes? When we heard the other word karma, you know, there's a little heavy feeling. Yes, it comes. There's not so much of joy which we experience. Karma. There's so much we can do about it. There's so much which we can influence. So rather than that, we find there is this heavy feeling. Why? What have we always associated with karma? We experience pain, then we say, oh, it's karma. What karma I must have performed to experience so much of pain, so much of challenges. You know, so there's a lot of unhappiness which is experienced. What else? You feel? Okay. We feel helpless. Most of the times we feel trapped, helpless. Something which we didn't have any choice at that time we feel, or maybe at present. And we are being just told again and again that, well, it's your karma, that is why it is like this. It's because of that, what happened. But what did I, you know, it's not my fault. I don't remember what I did some time back. And so this feeling of being trapped, of being, you know, something is beyond our influence. And we feel we are being punished or, you know, actually made to bear all the consequences of things which we have not done or we didn't have any choice. Yes? This feeling is there? Yes. And that's why there's not so much happiness which is associated with the law of karma. Even when we talk about destiny, most of us we feel that, well, it's not something which we can really choose. There's someone sitting above who is deciding what we should be experiencing. Yes? What do we think? Either we feel that everything is being created by Him, or we feel that, well, maybe it's something of our past which is influencing us, or we understand that yes, maybe something is being created by him, but we do have the power to influence it also in the present. So most of us, we find that as soon as we think about karma also or destiny, it's something which we feel that we really cannot do much about. And so this feeling does not give us so much of happiness. And the law of karma doesn't sound as something which gives us some power or gives us some, you know, type of a strength or an experience by which we can really change the direction of our life. And so because we feel trapped and because we feel that we can do nothing much about it, what have we started doing? We started either accepting it or, you know, because it's very challenging, there's a lot of problems, a lot of stress, you know, I'm getting trapped into things which I feel I'm not responsible. Why it's happening to me? And so because of this, I'm seeking out some support. Yes? And so we have started now connecting to people, or, you know, we found that there are people around us who tell us that, well, we can help you. We can tell you what's going to happen in the future. Yes? Astrology. People who can guide us and tell us that, well, okay, this is because of some bad karma, but we can help you to do something about it. Can it perform some pujas or something or the other? And maybe the effect of that karma will be less. Or maybe we can help you to wear something or the other, by which this influence of that karma will be less. And so, slowly and slowly, because we have become quite insecure and desperate to change what's happening in front of us, or there's also a lot of fear of the future. Yes? Fear and insecurity of the future. So to avoid such difficult situations in our life, we have started taking support of these things. Yes, it's now nearly a very big business. Yes. And so it surely must be having some influence. Astrology surely is a science. But we find that today we have slowly and slowly become completely dependent on that, many of us, because of that insecurity. Yes, many of people, you know, who want to take decisions, important decisions, at least in their life. So what do they do? Yes, they consult an astrologer, yes, before they need to take a decision. And so we find that slowly and slowly, you know, we have felt that we have lost influence on what is going to happen in our life. And so, you know, this aspect of the power of doing something right in the present, doing something good in the present, sounds very good. We believe in that. But somewhere within we feel that, is it really going to change our life? Maybe whatever pain and suffering I'm supposed to, you know, encounter in the future will always be there. Whether I do good or whether I do bad. Whatever challenges are going to come to me, whatever suffering is going to come to me, it's going to come to me. Yes? And somewhere or the other we have started believing in that. That is why the power of the present, slowly, slowly, does not give us any experience of, you know, joy or experience of any, you know, state of mind where we feel powerful enough to influence our life. Yes? Though we find that, you know, we understand, but because the belief is there that someone else is deciding our life, we find that it doesn't sound so practical. Today we are sitting here because of some choices and decisions we made maybe a few days before, maybe a month before. Yes? To come here. Yes? You're sitting here because of those decisions. Yes. Whatever decisions you make today, what will happen to those decisions? You'll enjoy the fruit of those decisions when? Future. Yes? So, how does the past, present and future be connected? Whatever I have done in the past, has influenced me in the present? Yes. Whatever decisions, you can just take maybe the journey of this life. Yes? And so whatever has happened, I am experiencing its fruit. The impact is there in the present or no?
Yes.
In this life, journey of life, we can see.
Yes.
And so whatever I do now, what is going to happen? It is going to be experienced in the future. So actually law of karma does not give us a feeling that I need to feel trapped or I feel depressed or helpless. But it just gives us an understanding of the connection of what's happened in the past, present and future. So when we mostly think we are trapped and someone, maybe the Supreme, is sitting there deciding what is going to happen in our life. Is always, that is why we always talked about the Supreme as being the one whom we should always have a lot of prayer for, we should revere him, we should always worship him, because we should be God-fearing children. Yes? We should be God-fearing children or God-loving children. What is the difference? We generally say, we are God-fearing. We say that in our day-to-day language. Yes? We don't say God-loving. We say God-fearing. What do we mean by saying God-fearing? The respect surely is there. But, yes? We say God-fearing because we always have this feeling that He is there to punish us. Punish us for wrong karmas. So whatever wrong we do, He's immediately there. So He's sitting there just to check, if there's something good which we have done, immediately maybe there is something good which He will give us. If there's something wrong, there's some experience of punishment. And sometimes we feel we have not done something wrong, and yet we experience some punishment. Yes? Now, on the basis of what we understand about the Supreme now, which is revealed by the Supreme Himself, His own introduction which He has given us. On that basis we have understood that actually God is our Supreme Father and Mother. Now as a parent, because you all are parents, what will be your thought process towards your children? Yes? Loving and caring. Suppose you are also responsible to write their destiny. How will you write it? Though each one of us has a choice, but so for some time, if we think that, like the Supreme, as we believe that the Supreme has the power to write our destiny, if we had the choice to write the destiny of our children, how would we write it? Yes? We'll help them. What else? Best? 100%? There's any other thought? But they would have done something wrong also. Yes? We can forgive. Okay. Yet what will we try to do even if they've done something wrong? We'll try to find some ways, in which we can make things comfortable for them, easy for them. So that, they're able to cover it up and, take care and change. But we'll try to see that their destiny is the best. Lot of happiness, joy, peace. Now if at one journey of life as a parent, we feel so responsible for our children. Yes? We feel that sense of responsibility. What would be the Supreme's responsibility towards us as we are His eternal children? The ocean of love, the ocean of mercy. How would He respond to us if He had the choice to write our destiny? Yes? Ocean of love. We are just loveful. He's an ocean of mercy. How would He write? As it is today, as it is today, if we had given everything to Him, I see. It was in his hands. Would our life be as it is today? No. So he does have an important role to play, surely, in our destiny. But what is that role? Is what we need to understand through the law of karma. What is my role? What is God's role? Very, very important. And then we find that we will really experience a lot of power, a lot of joy, a lot of maybe motivation and inspiration by to use this law of karma, by understanding the law of karma. It's very, very important. So we find that karma says that generally we have three types of karma. Positive and negative is something which you already understand. And we find that those actions which are performed in the awareness of myself as being a soul, or at least a feeling of a soul, where I'm connected to my virtues, some or the other virtue I'm connected. I'm using those virtues in the way I'm responding and dealing with the situation and the individual. Whenever that is reflected in my behavior, whether it's caring, whether it's love, whether it's support, whether it's understanding, any virtue which is being experienced and expressed in the way I'm dealing with a situation or with an individual, what happens to that karma? It becomes positive. Because I'm in the awareness of myself as a soul and using the original virtues or the innate nature of the soul. And that karma is giving me power, but also is giving an experience of happiness, strength to the individual with whom I'm dealing with. Or if it is a situation, then it's allowing the situation to move towards a solution. And so that karma is pure and positive. In pure karma, which we say. And what would be impure karma? On the basis of this, what would be impure karma or negative karma? Not being aware of myself as a soul. So being aware of myself as the body consciousness, but the ego of the body consciousness. When that ego is there, which we in Hindi use the word, it's in spiritual jargon you can say, it's called Deha Abhiman. Deha means body, Abhiman means ego. So when I'm aware of my identity only as a body, and there is an ego attached to that, on the basis of my name, on the basis of my position, my role, my responsibility as a parent or as whatever roles I'm playing in the organization where I'm working or business or maybe as a housewife or maybe in any area where I am fulfilling my commitments and responsibility, whatever role I have, when there is that experience of ego on the basis of that. And so we find that that subtle ego allows me to start triggering off all my weaknesses which have been acquired slowly and slowly. And so we find when those weaknesses start influencing our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our response to situations, what happens to our karma? Yes? Even thoughts at a negative level are still karma. Yes? That is where we saw that relationships many times are not being created because of what we say and do, but it's what we think. So every time I'm thinking also, that is also karma. So many times, you know, we have so much of attention on what we are doing. So at that level we find that we have not done something wrong, we have not harmed anyone, you know. But what we have been thinking is also very, very important. The feelings, the energy which we are creating, that's also very, very important. At that level also karma influences. And the third type of karma is called as neutral karma, akarma, which talks about experiencing the fruit of good, pure karma, elevated karma. So whenever the soul enjoys the experience of fruit of some good karma, it's like sowing a seed. Sowing a seed would be what type of karma? Positive or negative? Yes? Positive. And once the tree has fully grown and there's a lot of fruit which is laden on the tree, I pick up one fruit, I pick up one mango or whatever the fruit is and eat it. What is that type of karma? Positive or negative? Negative? Positive? No? Positive. Yeah. Yeah. We've eaten that fruit, so there's a lot of joy, but there's no further accumulation. Nothing. Finished. But if after eating the fruit, I take the seed and again sow it, what will that be? Positive karma. So I'm eating the fruit, I'm enjoying the experience of the fruit of some good karma. That is neutral karma. And so throughout the day, there is a lot of experience of neutral karma also. But I need to use those opportunities to create more pure, positive and elevated karma. Very important. Now, most important thing is who decides our karma or our destiny. That's most important. If we understand that, what is my role and what is the Supreme's role in that, then it becomes so easy. Then there's so much of easy acceptance of what's happening around me. So as we see that we can compare karma with a seed. Now as we know that there are some seeds which give fruit immediately, no? Like coriander leaves and all those seeds, just sow them. Sometimes you don't even water them, but nature takes care of itself, yes? And then within a few weeks, 1 or 2 weeks, we find that they are growing, yes? But there are some seeds like mango, maybe walnut, you know, which take a long time. But once they start generating fruit, what happens? It's an abundance, you know. And so we find that in the same way, whatever karma I'm performing, seeds are being sown, the fruit is experienced surely. But there are some karma which fruit is experienced immediately. But for then some karma, what happens? Yes, it takes its own time. And that time could move beyond even a journey of life. Even in this journey of life, there are so many things which we have forgotten of our past. No? Especially childhood. Yes, many times when we are sitting with our parents or sitting with our old friends and all that, they start sharing something and we say, "Acha, this happened. We had done this. We had gone there." Yes, it happens like this. And then we are reminded about those things by maybe some photographs or maybe some other means of memory. That is why we hold on to these things. So we keep these. Why? Because we know that when we forget about them, these photographs or these experiences, they will, some nowadays it's like video shootings and all that, you know, we store so that when we have forgotten about them, we can be reminded. So in this journey of life also, there are so many things which we forget. But it's mostly our parents or our other friends and all who remind us. In the same way, we find that we have actually sometimes forgotten what quality of consciousness or quality of karma which has been performed in the journey of life from which we have come. But we find that the Supreme Father reminds us and gives us the understanding of the deep secrets of the law of karma, where we have the understanding that the karma is being performed by the soul. And because the soul is eternal, what happens? It's like the soul and the body we compared in the first day lesson with the driver in the car. And so if there is an accident, who is responsible? Now, can the driver say, "Well, I didn't do anything. It's this car which actually banged the other car. Well, I didn't do anything." Yes? Can he escape by saying this? He says, "Well, you can see the car just banged the other car. I didn't do anything." Yet you hold him responsible. Why? Because he is driving. He is in control. He has the choice. He has the choice. All the moments of the car are decided by whom? By him. He is having all the means of control. He has the choice, and that is why he becomes responsible. And in the same way, we find that the soul is also the master of this physical body. If there's maybe a race where the car wins some prize, then too, who's awarded? Is the car or is the driver? Driver. Because he made all the right decisions. So we find that all the power of thought and decision making is gifted to whom? To the soul or the body? The soul. And the soul is eternal. It makes a choice. If the body is just like a costume. So it's a connection which you have made, maybe like a sharing which you have made, a deal which you have created, but then the costume has changed. So with the change of costume, will your deal change? Will your connectivity change? No. And so we find that whatever seeds of karma the soul is sowing throughout this journey of life, soul has to experience its fruits. Now whenever there is a lot of happiness which we experience, we find that, oh, yes, we did this. We did the right decisions. We did this. We understood. And from before only we had planned. That is why now we are so comfortable. Yes? We accept the, responsibility of that karma where there is experience of happiness, joy, growth. Yes? But whenever there is an experience of pain and suffering, what happens? It's very difficult to take up responsibility. So it's much easier to say who is responsible? God. And he doesn't mind, he doesn't mind whether we blame him for something or the other. He still is in that journey of constantly giving us strength to perform good karma in the present. And so we find as a parent, whenever your child has done a mistake, what do? You will be able to understand the role of God if you compare yourself as a parent, because he's also the eternal mother and father, supreme parent, who has all the power and wisdom. You as a parent still will have some limitations. But if there is a mistake which your child has done, what do? You guide him to correct him. What else? Yes? You forgive him first. Very important. Sometimes it's difficult for you too, but very important to forgive him, and then you guide him. You give him some availability of whatever support you can for him to do, learn from that failure and overcome that situation, overcome that experience of failure. Yes? Would you want him to be experiencing a lot of pain and suffering? No. But yet, whatever mistake he has done, he will have to experience the impact of that. But you will try to make it as easy for him, as comfortable for him. Yes, you'll always be encouraging. Every time he feels low, what do? You're there, talking to him, encouraging him, counseling him, telling him everything is okay. Then you share so many other experiences and say, well, this happened, he could also do it, you can also do it. So actually, as a Supreme Father and Mother, the Supreme Father is always constantly available to give us, because he is the ocean of love, he gives us love which heals us, which allows us to accept the situation and heal ourselves. Not hold on to that pain and suffering, not hold on to the feeling of self-guilt. Because even if we understand the law of karma and we understand that whatever is being experienced by me is because of something in the past, sometimes we go into the trap of self-guilt. Oh my God, I performed such bad karma. I did something so wrong. Like that. And so God's love, it heals us. it reconnects us to our own feeling of goodness from within. Our own self-esteem is enhanced. Secondly, his wisdom. What does he do through his wisdom? Yes, he guides us. He gives us the understanding how whatever I have done in the past is coming back to me in the form of the present experiences. Nothing can happen to me without me being responsible for it. That's the law of karma. And so this wisdom is what he guides us through. And so we find that there's a lot of acceptance. He gives us his unlimited love, because of which we heal ourselves. But there's also acceptance and realization. And so once there is acceptance, what happens? And I'm able to heal myself from the pain and what I'm holding on to, the blame towards a situation, towards an individual, towards myself. When I'm healed from that, then what happens? I have the power now to influence the present. And then he gives us the power to start influencing the present and the future. Because it's only my present which can influence my future. Nothing can happen in the future without my doing something in the present. So we find that even if we are guided by, you know, some astrologers or some people who have, you know, it's good science which they are able to guide us to what's going to happen in the future. But it's like, maybe like another doctor, you know, sometimes when we are not feeling well and there are some parameters which are not in, you know, the right numbers. Maybe my sugar level is coming border, maybe BP is fluctuating and there's a lot of upheavals. The doctors advise us and they say, well, if this continues in 6 months from now, you can fall into a trap of some heart problems. If this borderline is remaining like this, then after some time you will have to start medicines for diabetes. Yes? And if we take that guidance and if we understand and we immediately take up responsibility to change our lifestyle, what happens? Yeah, we are able to make it comfortable. Maybe still after 6-8 months or a year, the diabetes still comes. Yes, surely. Because it's heredity or something. But we can delay it. Yes, we can deal with it with much more understanding. We are more equipped to deal with it. In the same way, we find these astrologers can guide us to something. Well, this is the time where there's going to be a lot of good opportunities for business which can come. You know, for creating more wealth which can come. But what is important? Yes? Yes, action. And that discrimination, no? Clarity of thought and the right discrimination to make the right decisions at that time. If I make the right decisions, then only I will be able to acquire whatever wealth is there in those opportunities. So we find that maybe we could be guided at some level, that this can come, this can happen. But the power to do the right thing at that time, the power to take the right decision has to come from within and from the guidance from the Supreme. The power to heal myself from the past, very, very important. Because I'm still holding on to some pain or stress or some challenge which I'm experiencing from the past, I'm holding on and I'm still blaming myself. And so there's so much in my mind and heart, you know. Like Prem Bhai was saying, it's so much full. And so what happens? It's extra burden. And so imagine if, you know, a person, maybe he's having a bag or something, and, you know, he's maybe moving around, he has to go somewhere, and he could probably actually just leave the bag and go to that place and come back. But he chooses to keep it on his head. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, he chooses to keep his bag on his head. What will happen? And it doesn't look very wise, no? We simply can see that, well, you don't need to carry this bag everywhere. You can just leave it over here, go and do your work and come back. And yet we find that that person insists, no, 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 it's very important for me, something very important in that, precious in that, I need to carry it everywhere. And so we find that's what we are doing throughout the day. We're carrying all those burdens of feelings, emotions and thoughts of all our past. Why that happened to me, why this person did like this, why this has happened, this situation was like that, I couldn't deal with it, that person reacted with me in this way. So much of burden, so much of heaviness on the soul. And so we find that there's so much of weight which we are carrying, which doesn't give us that experience of lightness in the present. There's so much of self-guilt sometimes which we are carrying, which makes us feel very low. There's so much of, you know, blame which I'm holding on to, why someone did this or someone, you know, behaved in this way or someone took that decision for me, whether it's parents, whether it's someone else. So because of that, I'm holding on to all that pain. And so because I'm holding on to that, in the present, though there is an opportunity to do the right thing, the right thought, the right response, I'm unable. Again, it's a trap. That's again karma. Mm-hmm. Yes? So what the Supreme does is first He allows us to lighten our burden. Where for some time we can just surrender everything to Him and heal us. His love, His, you know, pure unconditioned love, where He accepts us as we are. As His children. As someone who He takes responsibility for now. Says, you are mine. I take complete responsibility for your life. And so when there is this loving surrender through our mind, then this healing starts happening. Until I'm holding on to all that pain and, you know, experience of either self-guilt or blaming people or situations, so much of heaviness. And I'm trying to bring about changes in my life, but I'm not able to do anything. I'm getting more and more helpless, distressed day by day. And what does that do? Getting more helpless and distressed and depressed, what is that doing then? It's harming my health. Yes. That's again karma. Again, it's disturbing relationships. People who are most close, who have so much of love and concern for you, what happens because of that pain and distress or that feeling of helplessness which we are holding on to, we start reacting with them. Even if they, you know, sometimes out of concern only are telling us something, we are not able to respond positively to them. Yeah, we are reacting with them. We are not able to take support. Yes? Because we are trapped in our own feeling of helplessness, frustration. And so we find that that is something which first needs to change. And so when we talk about the law of karma and we understand that God's role is there to give us love, heal us, give us that loving support where He takes responsibility, where we surrender. In Gita also, you see, like Prem Bhai was sharing that day, that it's constantly a counseling which they've shown between the Supreme and Arjuna. And there comes a point of time where Arjuna is so confused with everything else, so he says, well, I don't know what to do. And then that's the time in the end that the Supreme says, okay, surrender. Surrender to me. When we talk about surrender to God in karma, it doesn't mean that now He does everything. But surrendering what? This feeling of helplessness. Surrendering what? This feeling of hopelessness. Surrendering what? All this pain and blame. He says, surrender that. Surrender it to me. Be light. I accept you as you are. You are my child. Whatever is happening in your life is going to happen. It's for good. There's some learning. And the future is good. Is bright. You're my child. You're now under my canopy. And so this mental surrender allows us to immediately first reduce that burden which we are holding on to. All those negative feelings and emotions. And then as soon as slowly and slowly we get lightened by them, then we are able to be available to His wisdom. To now what He is guiding us, what I need to do in the present. Because we are holding on to that pain, what happens? Even if we understand what God is telling us, if we understand spiritual wisdom, we always have the feeling, no, nothing can be done about it. No, it's all not practical. No. I have tried a lot. You know, this mental block. Why? Because of the pain which I am holding on to. Because of that feeling of frustration. That itself is blocking everything else. It's blocking the power which I have in the present to influence my life. Again, it is some sort of karma. We can understand. But we find that this mental surrender to the Supreme allows us, because He accepts us as we are, with that unconditional love and acceptance. No questions asked. Just accepts and just gives us love. And that experience of complete love and acceptance will slowly and slowly help us to lighten ourselves. And as soon as we feel light, we feel more good about ourselves, we feel more stable from within, we feel more happy from within, then we are able to allow God's wisdom now. We are able to understand it, we are able to use it to influence our present. And for that, then we start forgiving ourselves, we start forgiving people. His wisdom tells us to forgive, because that's the only way we can let go. Forgive first whom? Myself. Important? You know, many times we are holding on to this feeling that I should have not done that. I should have not said like this. It's my fault. My life is like that. I am like that. I'm destined to be like this. Yes? And so very important first to forgive myself. Then also because when I forgive myself, then I also have the power to forgive others. Start forgiving them. And then that forgiveness starts happening, then I feel so light and I'm able to understand what I can do in the present. This, what thought I'm creating now, in this moment, is whose choice? I'm speaking to you. But you could be thinking about, well, today is the day of your journey. No, you need to plan back. And so you need to get the transport arranged. After this, maybe you're immediately having a bus or something. Or maybe today you're going up to see the place, because yesterday some of you didn't go for sightseeing. Oh, so we should be finishing fast and then we should have our breakfast and we have to go up and see. Yes? Oh, what would be there for breakfast? You can have all these thoughts. You can choose what to think in the present. It's your choice. Yes. And so we find that as soon as we feel more light and easy, God's wisdom will guide us to what I can think now. Because it's my choice. Yes. It is my choice. And so His wisdom and His power will give me the strength to think in that way. Because whatever today I'm thinking, most of us, what we are thinking about when we talk about karma is the effects of those karma. But like someone was sharing this beautiful example about a ball which we have thrown. And you throw a ball towards a wall, it comes back. You know, you find these children playing with this like a little game, especially if you are a single child, it's a good game to play with, yes. And so when we have thrown the ball, what we find is that when we see the ball coming back, return journey, and we try to question that return journey, can we do anything about it? Why the ball is moving in that direction? Why the ball is moving in that direction? Why is it not coming to me? Why is it moving in this speed? It should have not moved in this speed. It should have come this side. Can we have any choice to influence its return journey? Yes? If we wanted it to come in that way, if we wanted to influence its return journey, we should have done that. We could have influenced it when? We threw the ball. Now the return journey is something which we need to just accept, experience. But as soon as it comes back in my hand again, what happens? Again, I have the opportunity to influence its return journey. Yes, now I have understood, okay, well, the ball didn't come to me because this happened. So now I have to throw it in that way that it comes back to me. Or I have to throw it in that way that it goes in the side. I have to throw it in that way that it comes back with speed. So it's my choice now. So if I waste my time, my thoughts, my feelings, and I create that feeling of helplessness, trying to worry about the return journey, what happens? We find, you know, we are creating more and more pain for ourselves. And so the Supreme gives us the wisdom and power to now start influencing the journey. The ball now has come in your hands, so now how you throw it, it will come back. So whatever result you want, whatever you want to experience now in your life, you have the opportunity to. And so we find that when we talk about forgiving ourselves and people, these both things are very important. What does not allow us to forgive ourselves? Yes, guilt, self-guilt, you know, we are holding on. We should have not done, we could have done this differently. Now we compare ourselves with others, you know. And so we find that at that time, at that moment where something wrong has happened, it's because of some weakness which was working. Yes. And so just like if someone else, our friend or our close relative or someone very close to us comes up to us and maybe shares mistake which he has made, something which he feels he has done, something very wrong. And he's so depressed about it. What will we respond? How will we talk to him or guide him? Will we say that now nothing can be done? Yes, you have done something really very wrong, so you'll have to bear all the fruit of this karma. Yes? How do we deal with him? We'll comfort him. So we find that we are able to be a good friend to others, but we should also be a good friend to ourselves. Yes? Where we understand that yes, we will have to bear the fruit. It's okay. We understand it with wisdom. Because karma is a seed which has been sown. We have to bear its fruit. But when we comfort ourselves and give ourselves the opportunity to take strength from the Supreme, we'll be able to be more ready to face it. With the wisdom which the Supreme gives, which the optimism which with the Supreme fills us, we are able to use that again and as an opportunity to create some good karma. You know, nowadays, you know, we have these, manufacturing units which try to see that all the waste material which is created in the organization, it is recycled in such a way that it can become raw material for some other factory, you know. So from waste also they create best. You know. So we find that the Supreme gives us that power and wisdom to see that pain and challenge also as an opportunity to move ahead. And surely it is always an opportunity to move ahead. Because they say that every pain or every challenge only comes to make us more stronger. In Hindi, we say, Har tufaan ek tofa le aata hai. But we can see that gift only if we accept it and we are open to learn from it. So first, the Supreme Father gives us that love, unconditional love, because of which we can heal ourselves from the pain which we are experiencing, and then we use His wisdom and His power to see that situation as a learning, that openness, to be able to see now what I can do, how I can change. Many times people feel we cannot change our past. We can change our past? No? We can change tomorrow's past. No? Yes? We can't change today's past, but we can change tomorrow's past. Today's past also, we can change how it influences us in the present. Yes? The impact of that past in the present is what we can always change. Yes? So at that level, even the past we can change. The situation will still remain the same, but how it impacts me today could be a sea difference. Yes? God's wisdom and God's power and God's love which heals us gives us so much of lightness and so much of strength that we can see that same situation as if nothing has happened. And many times we see people around us like this, you know, facing so many challenges at a physical level, at emotional level, and we find they are untouched from within. Yes? Unshakable from within. Because God's love and God's power gives us that experience. And so we find that power to be able to be free from all that stress will give us the power to become available in the present and then use every moment, every thought, every feeling, every response in a creative way. And then whatever I'm experiencing, you know, we find that karma is not only the future but also the present. There are two aspects of karma. One is the future, but the other is the most important one, which is the present fruit, which is called immediate fruit, pratyaksh phal. So as soon as I do something which gives me joy or and gives joy to others, what happens? What is the immediate fruit? Happiness. If I do something where there is some benefit, immediately there is that experience of self-satisfaction, self-esteem. Yes? So every elevated, pure, good, positive karma which I am doing, I experience the immediate fruit. Yes? But what happens, most of us, we ignore that experience and we are searching for fruit from the future. But the immediate fruit, like we daily listen to our spiritual study, it's like fresh fruit, fruit of the season. You know what happens, the speciality of seasonal fruit? It's very tasty and very healthy. If that same fruit is, it's not in the season, but still nowadays because of some scientific ways, we can still, you know, grow that. But because it's not of that season, what happens? The taste is not the same. And it's not so healthy always, because a lot of chemicals and those things have to be put in. So this immediate fruit is like fresh fruit. Really enjoy it. Really feel that deep sense of satisfaction. That deep sense of self-worth. And just enjoy the opportunity which the Supreme gave you to bring benefit in someone's life, to influence someone's life, or to, you know, influence some situation towards a solution. There's so much of happiness. And so these little moments of experience of immediate fruit of joy and inner happiness will give you so much of power that you don't need to wait for something to happen to feel good about what you've done. Yes? Well, whatever good has to come, it will come. But I am enjoying what I'm doing. Yes? Because of that experience of immediate fruit. And even in the same way, there is an experience of immediate fruit of impure karma. Yes? Do you see that in the world today? Yes? When wrong decisions are made, when there's, you know, all decisions which are made on the basis of, you know, maybe greed, manipulation, giving pain to people, creating stress for others, some ego is there, anger is there, what's happening? Immediately to the state of mind when you're performing some karma which is based on these weaknesses, what happens? When there's anger expressed, what happens immediately? Yes, the disturbance in the state of mind. State of helplessness which I feel from within. I'm not able to control my feelings and emotions, no? A state of inner helplessness. What happens to my health, my feeling for the body? A lot of weakness, a lot of instability. If there are some parameters of some ill health which I have, like BP or diabetes, all those, you know, just shoot up because of that, you know. And so we find immediate experiences there. And because of that, around you, if you see, stress is increasing day by day. Frustration is increasing. Hopelessness is increasing. Somewhere, people are also increasing their, or, you know, moving towards a better standard of living. But because the quality of karma is not becoming more and more positive, more and more elevated, what is happening? The stress within the state of mind, it's also increasing. 10 years past, 10 years now, the means of communication 10 years back and today, big difference. Yes? Today, you know, you've had this mobile and you can communicate to anyone, anywhere in the world. Email, all these social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, we can communicate to anyone just in one message, so many people together. Yes, and relationships, have they become closer? Why? Health, we are much more equipped with more understanding, with more, you know, scans and, you know, treatments now than 10 years back. We didn't have so many scans and this PET scan and this MRI and all that. We are much more equipped, no, to know about what's actually happened. But are we more healthy? Yeah. 10 years back, or maybe a few years, one more years back, there's so much of, you know, question about what choices a child had to make in career, of academics. We're not so informed, but now because of internet, Google and all that, we are so informed, no? And we don't need to hold all information in our intellect, no? No longer, we are free. We can have the world of information without even needing to remember anything, no? Everything we can know, everything can be available to us. There's no problem at all. But are we more wiser? Wrong information is there. Are we more wiser? Day-to-day events which are happening, which you read in the newspapers, TV every day, is the human being becoming more wiser, more happier, more peaceful? So where is all this information leading us to? And so we find that there is some aspect of, you know, experience of immediate karma, you know, immediate experience of that, you know, impure thoughts, feelings, words, actions which is being experienced. So it's not just the future any longer. In this journey of life also, we can see it, we can feel it, yes? So we don't need to wait for another journey of life, you can actually see the impact. And so it's most important that now, when we have the understanding and we have the support of our loving Father and Mother, the Supreme, find that it becomes so easy for us to free ourselves from all this burden which we are carrying of karma. And so karma, the deep secrets of karma give us so much of opportunity. Whatever is my present and future is in my hands, and the past, that also is in my hands. How the past is going to influence me today is completely in my hands. Imagine. The event is not, but how it influences me today is. And so once I'm able to allow myself to have this feeling, yes, my life is in my hands, and God's intervention is that He gives us wisdom, knowledge about how I can perform the right karma, experience the right fruit, what is the influence of karma, what is immediate fruit, what is future fruit, the deep secrets of karma. Second, He gives us love, by which that unconditional love allows us to accept ourselves as we are, accept people as they are, His children. Yes, we have done something wrong, but there will be some time, there will be that realization, yes, but His children. Yes, they were not in the right state of mind, or whatever weaknesses were working, yes. And then also heal ourselves. His love allows us to heal ourselves, bring us back to our self-esteem, the feeling that we are good, feeling that we are His children. Yes, imagine today a little child also, when he knows that he is a child of some, you know, important celebrity, or of a very famous cricketer, or he knows he's a child of maybe the chief minister or the president or the prime minister. So much of intoxication he has, no? His karma, his whole behavior, the way he responds to people and situations is under the influence of that awareness that I am so and so's son or daughter, yes? And so his response to situations, his karma is influenced by that awareness. So the most important unconditional love and healing which the Supreme gives us is the experience that we are His children. We are His. And so that awareness allows us to come back to that deep sense of self-respect. And so if today I have this very deep experience and understanding that I am the child of the Supreme Father, then He accepts me and loves me unconditionally as I am. Then it becomes so easy for me to forgive myself. And then also it becomes easy for me to forgive others. Because when I'm holding on, what am I doing? Creating more pain for my own self. No? Someone has said, when you get angry, you punish yourself for other people's mistakes. No? So we find that it's a journey which we are taking to somewhere deplete ourselves from our own pure virtues, our energy, our peace, our stability. And so we find that karma means forgiving myself or others for the past, the opportunity in the present and future will be good, and I can make myself more powerful. Well, I know there is going to be now, maybe winter is coming, so what do? I know that maybe in winter, you know, it affects me by this illness, or maybe, you know, I get cold and this and that. So what do? How do I protect myself? I maybe, you know, wear woolen clothes and all that, but also maybe I try to strengthen my immune system, no? You know, there are some type of, special nourishment which is created during the winter season. And that strengthens the strength of the body, especially the immune system, to face that. So for the future, what can I do? I can always be prepared. Yes? That's most best. And so we find that all these three phases of time are somewhere or the other in my hands. But we have to allow ourselves to feel God's power. Allow Him to now intervene. Well, till now we have said ki everything is in His hands. Now we have to leave everything in His hands and do it. We say everything is in hands, but do we leave anything in His hands? Leaving in His hands means doing what He wants us to do. When your child leaves everything in your hands and allows you to, you know, take decisions, what happens? You become so responsible. You will want to do only the best. Yes? So when we leave everything in His hands means what? Allowing Him now to guide us at a day-to-day level. So we say we have left everything, sab kuch to uske hath mein hai. But uske hath mein chhodte hai. Do we leave everything in His hands? No. We still keep worrying, we still keep thinking, we still keep doing things on the basis of our own feelings and emotions. So we find that it's the beauty of the spiritual wisdom which the Supreme is giving and His love, which gives us the power to influence our present and future. So now when we think about karma, what thought we should be able to feel or create? Karma is an opportunity in the present. It's that opportunity which I have to influence the present and my future. Karma also has the opportunity to settle some debts of the past. Yes? Suppose I'm getting unhappiness from someone, it is a settlement, you know. So I've taken some deal has been done, some money has been taken from you, so I should give it to you back. Yes, sometime. Important. Yes, maybe 10 years, maybe 50 years, till whatever time the deal was, I need to give it to you. Is it fair? It's fair. And so there is some exchange of some happiness or some goodness. There's some exchange of some pain. And so what happens? So when you come back to take the money from me, I refuse. So it's not fair. And so when that karma is coming back to us, we feel that pain. We feel that stress. But somewhere it's being settled. But I always have an opportunity to use that situation of challenge to make myself more stronger. Yes? It's only these situations which will allow me to recognize what virtues and qualities I need to build more. Yes? They are like tests. If a test is not being given by the child, will he know where he has to move ahead? Which areas he has to grow? No. It's very, very important for us. So the present gives us an opportunity to use those situations to make ourselves more stronger. And so with that perspective, karma becomes very, very easy for us. so much of opportunity, there's so much of, you know, growth which can be experienced by us. We don't need to feel this feeling of being trapped or helplessness. Destiny is when we allow ourselves to be in the present and allow God's wisdom and His love to influence us in every thought, word and action. Destiny surely is better. In Gita they've said, whatever has happened, there was some benefit. Whatever is happening has benefit, yes. And whatever will happen will be the best. Will be the best. Sure? You're still thinking about it? Will it be the best or not? It will be the best. Surely your present is the best, and so the future will be the best. Whatever is in store, you will be able to respond to it in the best way. Deal with it in the best way. Let us take again this opportunity to connect with the Supreme, talk to Him, allow His love to heal us, allow His strength to give us that power to be able to see everything which is happening to me with so much of lightness, with so much of freshness, and as an opportunity to move ahead. I take this moment with myself, allowing myself to be comfortable at a physical level. I allow myself to feel the environment of peace around me. I've had some moments to be with myself in this few days which I'm here. I choose to again reconnect with my own pure innate self. I visualize myself as this beautiful star, this point of light, seated between the forehead. I feel my own energy of calmness and lightness. I am peaceful. I am a point of light, completely relaxed. I enjoy my true nature of calmness, where I am free from all waste and negative. At this moment, I choose to reconnect to the Supreme Father. I allow my mind to travel to the world of silence. I visualize myself as this beautiful point of light going beyond this physical body, beyond the sun, moon and stars. Beyond space, entering the dimension of light, where I visualize my own sweet silence home, Param Dham, the land of peace, Shanti Dham. As this large expanse of soft golden red light, I see myself as this beautiful star sparkling. Many other beautiful stars like me, radiating calmness. This beautiful expanse of golden red light. So many stars. But amongst these stars there is this beautiful one, the eternal light. I am attracted to this loving star, the Supreme Father. And as I move closer to the Supreme, I allow His presence to influence me my Supreme Father, the ocean of love, and His company allows me to experience His unconditional acceptance, His pure selfless love. In this moment, I allow my awareness to have just this thought that I am in the company of my Father, Shiv Baba, my beloved Father, whom I lovingly talk as Baba. And in this moment, I allow Baba's love and peace and strength to fill me, to replenish me, to empower me. In His company, I feel so light and relaxed. There have been a lot of feelings of pain and sorrow which I have been holding on to up to now. Let me surrender it to my Supreme Father, because now He has taken charge of my life. I allow my thoughts of pain and stress and worry to move on to the Supreme, and I feel so light. Baba, now I am in your canopy of love and protection. I fill myself with your love, your power, your wisdom, which can influence me in responding to everything happening to me in a more positive and powerful way. In God's company, I allow myself to feel light and free from all the bondages of the past, the worries of the future, and the limitations of the present. Like a little child, I surrender my mind to Him. I feel so peaceful and light. I allow His love to feel, to allow me to feel that power as His child, the inheritance of His virtues, the inheritance of His qualities, allowing my state of mind to be peaceful and powerful, I gently return back. I come back to this land, to my present, come back to my field of action. I come back to the awareness of seeing myself seated between the forehead, the master of my body, master of my thoughts, the master of my life. I am a peaceful and powerful soul, a child of the Supreme, constantly protected in His canopy of love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. On behalf of all the participants, I sincerely thank Deepa Ben, Radhika Ben, and Anita Ben. Thank you, sir. The true knowledge they have given to us, please churn it, put it into the practice, and it will give a new dimension to your life. I wish everyone very happy, healthy, and wealthy life. Thank you so much for coming here.
Just a small little suggestion, but you know, we have a lot of other lessons which are connected to Raj Yoga. We've done the 3 lessons. Today was the 4th one. But actually, in the middle of these 3 lessons of Raj Yoga and Karma, there are some very important lessons, which is the cycle of time, the tree of life, and so many other aspects which are very, very important, you know, to understand at least. So what I would suggest is that you should go back to the center, local center where you've come from, where you're connected. If you're not connected, you could also at least take the address from the website, call up the center, and at whatever convenient time you have, please go back and just refresh that course. Even if you've done it, just refresh it. Because what happens is that once we understand it with that continuity, but then when we start experiencing that environment, you know, what we have found in our experience, of our personal experience, but also of the brothers and sisters who are coming regularly, there are 4 important aspects where your quality of life experiences this powerful change. And first aspect is that, you know, it's very, very important to have some spiritual inputs every day. Food for the mind. And so we have this daily spiritual study, which we call as, you know, the flute of knowledge, or Gyan ki Murli we say, which is based on directly the supreme teachings, you know. And so we find that becomes really very, very important. Even if you're not able to spend a whole hour, which is otherwise very, very beneficial, but at least some essence of that. So whichever center you are going, and you know, it's also available in the beginning if you would like to listen or read the English translation, that's also available. Secondly, we find that it's the powerful gathering, you know, satsang, which we say, which is very, very important, you know. And we find that once, you know, you have this environment around you constantly also, you keep interacting with others, sharing experiences, you know, there's a lot of positive, you know, inspiration and positive energy exchange which happens. You know, it's like going to a gym and exercising. So what happens? It's more stimulating. Every day going for a walk in the jogger's park, it's very stimulating. You know, meeting people and connecting with them is also a part of that experience and sharing. It makes a major difference. We all are brothers and sisters who are here to, you know, support you as sevadharis. Most of them, all of them actually are regularly coming. So we find that that experience of the power of the gathering influences you in such a beautiful way, very subtly. It's like, you know, in Mumbai we have this, in trains, there's a lot of rush, you know. And so what happens? So if you are want to get down somewhere, you just need to actually stand in the, you know, place where other people need to get down. So there's so much of pressure and push that you don't need to put any effort, you'll be down. So in the same way, this gathering gives us that power, it gives us that influence, that it automatically allows us to move in that direction of, you know, being a yogi. And also then throughout the day, our quality of thoughts, which automatically influences our food, our response to situations. So purity becomes very important. Slowly and slowly starting to inculcate purity at the thought level, automatically, you know, food, relationships, all those things also automatically will become powerful. And meditation, yoga. So we find that these aspects, you know, the quality of life should become supportive for meditation. Because it's not just one activity. If you see meditation as an activity which you sit down and do, it becomes the same way like any prayer or worship. Again, it will be just for 5 minutes, 2-3 minutes, morning and night. But the whole day, throughout the day, if it's disconnected, then what happens? There's no experience of benefit then. It doesn't carry. It doesn't influence us in any way. Again, it becomes like any part of worship. But when it has to be seen as a way of life. That is why we always talk about yogi jivan here. Because life is not just 5 minutes, it's 24 hours. So that 24 by 7 is something which needs to now be influenced. And once you start enjoying something and you have a regular sustenance of meditation and the spiritual inputs and a gathering with you, a family, a spiritual family with you, you will not recognize, but just in 2-3 months also you will be able to see a very, very beautiful change. And what is that change comes? It doesn't come from outside, it comes from within only. You become more closer to your own original self. That's the only thing. So nothing from outside is going to happen. It comes from within only. And God's power works. But we have to allow Him to work, you know. So one thing is like, when, you know, it's like He gives a doctor also, when He gives us some medicine, He doesn't even just give us medicine, but He guides us throughout the day, what you should be eating, what some exercise you should be doing. So if all those precautions are also taken care of, then the medicine works much more faster in the same way. So meditation is important, but every day that little spiritual inputs and the power of the gathering. It's very, very important. So what I would suggest is that at least you can go to the center, connect there, see how you can attend, maybe at least every day if possible, otherwise once or twice a week if possible, once a week if possible, no other choice, at least once a week Sunday. But just do it for about 2-3 months. Like Radhika Pen was telling you the story about the medicine, just in a week it's not going to really see the result. Do it for about 3 months. You'll really be able to see yourself more powerful, more peaceful. Thank you very much for the time and a happy journey. And I'm sure you would be, some of you are going for sightseeing today. Yeah, some of you. So you can have your breakfast and then maybe move on to sightseeing. Thank you.